Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning, and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. Every Saturday morning, 8:39 on WRHIM 1341.1 FM and worldwide on WRHI.com. Good morning, Mr. Rector.
Good morning, sir.
How are we doing today? Good morning.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. It is solid blue sky.
About 1 o'clock, I think it might be a little different.
It's gorgeous, but it might fool you. And I think everybody knows that it's just downright hot.
It's actually nice out there right now.
Yeah.
I'll go out and get something done. But afternoon.
We had a few people over last night to watch the premiere of Happy Gilmore 2, which is if I give you my review, it's a good, great movie. Not a good movie. It's a great movie. My wife says it's good too. So there's a lot of laughing. But we went outside a little bit last night, and it was kind of it's almost like it was trying to rain. We had a nice breeze and all going, but it's a warm breeze. It wasn't like anything cool.
It didn't make it.
No, it didn't make it. It evaporated, and I could see it in the clouds, but it just didn't make it.
The day and tomorrow is supposed to rain tomorrow, Monday.
I don't know. I know it's just supposed to be around 100 and about through basically Friday, and then if we can make it to next Saturday, it's going to be a high of like 82 degrees.
So
that'd be great.
Ooh.
And maybe some rain. So I'll be in here and bring you a long sleeve shirt next Saturday.
Yeah. I think I saw Pinpoint News or whatever it was that 19 days in the hundreds this year so far.
Yeah.
Yesterday made 20.
Yeah, not over 90. So we haven't had this kind of heat since 2015. And we had about 3 days of close to 100 in a row, which we're going to be way over that this time. So about 10 years since we've been this hot. So if you feel like it's hotter than usual, it is.
I don't remember which year, but August when it got us, it was over 100 almost every single day.
Yeah, well, here's the good news about it. It started in June earlier this year, so maybe we can get this out of here.
In my
mind, there's only so many hot days on the calendar, so let's check them off and let's get toward...
Get going.
Let's get toward high school football. I'm wearing...
At this rate,
sitting up there at District 3 with a jacket on and toboggan on.
At this rate, it'd be 100 degrees during football games.
Yeah, there's got whoever's doing the practices, or they're going to have to, I don't know what they're doing. I guess they're getting out there early as they can, late as they can, because you can't put the kids on the field when the...
I don't know about coaches now. Yeah. The old coaches.
It wouldn't have mattered. It wouldn't have mattered. Back when Matt played,
it was hot.
Yeah, they give you a little water break, but
they did, and I don't know if this is legal, but
I'm not saying any names.
No, but I remember they had these big coolers with iced towels in them.
Yeah,
and they had ammonia in it.
Oh wow!
So they
keep you awake.
Yeah, they'd wrap it around your head and you'd inhale real deeply, and then they'd set you on your way. It's kind of like a pick me up. I don't know. What the ammonia did, I still remember the smell.
I bet.
But like I said, I don't know if that's...
Every time you think of football, you smell ammonia.
100% or summer practice. I don't know if that's 100% legal to have kids inhale ammonia, but I made it.
I don't know why it would be illegal. I can't think of a single reason. Yeah. Ammonia.
Maybe be a new sponsor for the Gardener's Bench.
Ammonia.
I know when Lillian played a golf tournament up at Thornblade over in Greenville, we went for a practice round. They had a cooler at the number one tee box. It had 100 rolled up towels in there with the ice. And boy, that was so nice to put that thing on your neck, just wipe your arms off, wipe your face off, just give you a reprieve a little bit. So
I'm thinking it was back in the late 80s, probably 88, somewhere in there. And we had three football players work for us part of the time. Greg Parrish was one of them.
Yeah, Greg Parrish, a singer now.
Insurance module, I mean, a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
But his wife just came out, his music manager. So guess what he did first. But anyway, Moose Wallace came in, I think it was the first year. So after some practice, he came out to see us. And the next year, I was in the whole team out here. I said, do what? And I'm thinking, it's 70 kids, what I'm going to do with them. And he says, those three, they took the heat and just said, but they're picking at each other, carrying the rest of them, or somebody throwing up.
Said, I bet, yeah.
They've been laying on the couch all summer, and out here, it kills them.
Well, I hope those kids have been out in the heat, and I hope my girls' golf team, hello out there, I hope you're out getting in the heat. I know Lillian has been because she's playing tournaments, but if you hadn't acclimated yourself to this heat, you need to start getting
out
there.
You're in trouble. That's what it was. They were a little team had to be ready for some practice. I said, I don't know what it was, 75 kids, but
starting in the 1st of August. Back the 1st of August, they're playing in weather they're not
really playing. Well, a little bit different back then. They didn't start school in the month, the 1st of the month. Yeah. They're going crazy.
Yeah.
I think there's a backdoor way to get you around school, but anyway, I thought they gave it up 20 years ago. But
that's one thing you don't have to worry about now.
Apparently not.
You check that one off. No more worries.
Well, I had real quick report this morning. We got lovely Teresa here and lovely Rhonda, our spouse, is joining us today.
Have a little family reunion here.
They might throw a little tidbit out once in a while.
You got any tidbits, Teresa, today?
I have.
Ooh.
I have no tidbits.
No, not yet, but she will. She'll come up with something for the close over. So,
okay, we'll be right back to the garden bench.
This is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Have you noticed an unusually quiet backyard recently? Less singing and chirping coming from nearby trees? This doesn't mean your feathered friends have already migrated. Actually, most are undergoing their annual molt, which is the changing of feathers, and birds desire extra rest and solitude during this time. So make sure you continue to offer a source of healthy food with stocked bird feeders nearby. Get your seed at Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, carolinafreshfarms.com.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
This is Benny Etter. Call me at 327-7100 and see for yourself why AirTech Heating and Air earned a 99% customer satisfaction rate.
No matter what the weather holds, AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
Crazy, but that's how it goes. Millions of people living this world.
And we're dreaming this.
Back to the gardener's bench. We have to do a shout out for Ozzy Osbourne this week. Passed away at the age of 71.
Yeah,
no,
I think he
was older than that.
Really?
Yeah.
Hulk Hogan was 71.
Yeah.
And I don't know,
had a lot of death this week.
I don't know if he died yesterday or day before.
Who?
Hulk Hogan.
He was 71.
Yeah, but I don't know if he died yesterday. Or day
he died, yeah.
Thursday. Ozzy was Wednesday, and Malcolm Jamal Warner was
And Chuck Mangione
was Thursday too. Yeah.
You got to give me some feel so
he
good.
He got lost in the fervor of who we lost, but Chuck Mangione was a big one. Yeah.
Well, Hulk Hogan just looked healthy to me. He had tied falling and he looked sick.
Chuck was a jazz player. Yeah, Chuck was. I played trumpet, and little Davey Rector played trumpet, and he liked Chuck Mangione. So I have a couple of the albums.
Did you wear the hat?
I did not. Mm-hmm. I was in the hat some.
But he practiced basketball in his room while listening to Chuck Mangione and The Spy Who Loved Me, and all, he has all these songs. And
Teresa, I told you not to say this.
Practice his
I
jump
played
shot.
Nerf basketball in my room. And I was one of the greatest Nerf basketball players.
Of all time.
Those are great.
I'd pass it off the wall to myself and shoot it. Man, it was so much. I mean, I don't know if kids do this now or not. Do they have fun in their room? I mean, I used to just have fun in my room.
Play video games.
Too busy looking at those phones.
I guess it's a backfire from parents send kids to their room. I'd be like, okay.
Yeah.
I got plenty of stuff to do in here.
It was not punishment. I had my record player. I apparently danced. I was a dancing machine.
Yeah.
I
was a disco.
Apparently, you don't know.
Well, we can think how good it was, but that's good.
Well, Tommy and I had bunk beds, so we had to bring two of us.
My boys did, too. And we always gave them a choice. We had two rooms. They said, would you like to have your own room? And they're like, no, they'd rather have be together and then have a playroom. So that's what they had. So
it's pretty cool.
How about that?
Now, which house was this in?
This was a trailer then.
Oh, wow.
Now, to be fair, it was a double wide. We were fancy.
We did take the tires off of it.
But we had a big yard. We were out in the country.
We had it bricked under. It was
on
real
blocks.
It was bricked under.
He invited me out there every year to know I had to work Saturday afternoons.
So our boys consider that the best times of their lives because they were outside.
A few times I rode out there. I know exactly where it was and all that, but it was winding down by the time I got there.
Yeah.
Now, they used to come home going out in creeks and playing everywhere, and I'd go wait in the yard. Your dad will come out there and hose you down. You didn't let him in your house.
Big old front yard. He used to paint a football field out there. Had a little field goal out there.
You did the flag
field goal made out of 4x4s.
Sounds great.
The contractor, David Rector.
Christmas lights on it every year, and people remembered seeing those Christmas lights on that field goal going down Eastview Road.
Football fanatics. But football's coming up. So.
You weren't far from Darby, so were you?
Nah, right there.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, back to the weather here. So, Steve, looking at my vegetable garden, it is struggling beyond measure, and I'm watering. Now, David Rector tells you not to water that much. I'm watering morning and night, and it's not enough. It almost, when it gets this hot, it almost just stops, doesn't it?
Well, what happens if that evaporates before it hits the ground? We used to run over irrigation and watch it evaporate before it got down. So you wasted it down.
Yeah. Some of my plants are doing okay. Tomatoes look like they just stopped. The cucumbers had enough. I don't think they like this being this hot. But
Tommy put these on the trellis for the first time. He had more cucumbers than he'd ever gotten before.
Well, I had mine on trellis and had hundreds of blooms and 10 cucumbers. I don't know if there's not enough sun.
He had a bunch of cucumbers there.
They didn't have that many.
Well, y'all have a big old wide open garden. You don't have trees and stuff.
We put them on a trellis and had longer cucumbers. I think we ended up getting like 8-10 cucumbers.
Yeah.
The squash had a hard time with us. We kept it in place.
But the leaves have gotten so big, it's hard to see when I lost 5 or 6 back in there. I couldn't see them. And then when I finally saw them, they were those big orange ones that I fooled my neighbor with. So. They came over last night and watched. I had a bunch of orange cucumbers on a little pedestal outside when I knew they had to walk past there, and they were laughing when they walked past there. The joys of living beside the rectors.
Our murder cat and our weird vegetable garden.
Mm-hmm.
We have a murder cat, Joan Jett. Oh. She
just controls the outside for us.
She controls the whole area. She's got a whole cul-de-sac, and across the street she has a certain number of houses, and she just, we have no pests at all. You'd be proud. We don't even have deer.
I know Lauren from Wild Birds Unlimited doesn't like to talk about it, but she hadn't really messed with birds this year. It's mostly been just rabbits.
Yes, no birds at all.
No birds.
I had no hummingbirds.
No, we didn't either.
We didn't either.
I know. I've cleaned the thing and done it over and over. It's just not. That is really weird.
Not to have one little flock of them then this year.
Oh, it was very just. Yeah. My cats sit there and wait for them too, because they sit there, and that's part of their television, the bird TV.
All right, we'll have to get Lauren on here soon and ask her about that. We're going to take a break and be right back with the Gardener's Bench.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products: mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
Benny Yetter here. We'll get you ready for the hot weather with an annual checkup. We'll clean the coils, replace air filter, and check your Freon and safety controls.
Call AirTech Heating and Air.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Have you noticed an unusually quiet backyard recently? Less singing and chirping coming from nearby trees? This doesn't mean your feathered friends have already migrated. Actually, most are undergoing their annual molt, which is the changing of feathers, and birds desire extra rest and solitude during this time. So make sure you continue to offer a source of healthy food with stocked bird feeders nearby. Get your seed at Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
And that gospel group, telling you and me, it's love for the love's sake, love the love's travel and salvation show. Back up the babies and grab the old ladies, and everyone goes, cause everyone knows, brother love's soul.
And we're back to the gorgeous bench after that blast from the best.
Yeah. Well, Neil Diamond is still alive.
Yes.
Yeah, don't get confused with that, but that was our 1 minute of church right there, so
check that off. Call it that.
In the 1980s, though.
Yeah. Nice music show. So let's talk about grass. Fescue. I've had a lot of people come in wanting to try to kill weeds and stuff. It's best to just leave it alone and just trying to get through this period here. It almost, Steve talked about this before, it really almost goes dormant, just kind of.
Fescue does go dormant.
It just hides inside itself a little bit to try to get through this. There's a fungicide. It's basically done with fungus. I mean, it's so dry and hot now. If you hadn't controlled it, it's probably killed an area, and there's nothing you can do about that now. But you can put an iron product. But I don't even know if I'd put it down this week. It's just too hot. Maybe.
Too hot.
maybe wait till next weekend.
Fescue we found did go dormant with the hot weather. The problem was people watered the hound eyes.
Yeah.
Too much water, it killed it.
Yeah, it almost chokes it, like it drowns it.
Oh, yeah, that was one kind of fungus problem. Yeah. It was over, so.
So, I mean, we basically got 1 month, too long of hot weather for fescue up here. If we could have right August off and move straight to September, fescue would be a lot happier. But
well, I'm,
Mr. Fescue's got a long road ahead of him.
I'm getting old and I admit it, but I remember when we started it. You didn't wait. We did aeration and all that in August.
Yeah.
It had plenty of rain in September.
You can't do that now because the last bunch of September's have been bone dry.
Yeah, so, we didn't have any rain.
Yeah.
So, I remember one year this way back in November, I think it rained every single day. Yeah, I mean, we had mud everywhere.
Well, I think the reason most people did that aeration in August is because they had so much to do. I mean, if they didn't get started, you got 150 houses to do. You don't get started in August, you're still working in October. So
I don't know about 150, but we had enough to keep.
I know y'all busy. Did, but there's some companies that that's a lot to do. So you have to get started sometime. So
we were kind of picky.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you didn't take on everybody, but nothing wrong with that. So just baby your fescue. If you want to cool it off in the evening, just about as soon as the sun kind of gets off your yard, just give it like 5 minutes just to cool it off a little bit, and then water in the morning, usually.
We used to do that, too, back in the day. Yeah. All the wholesale nurseries have run drip cables to the plants in the field. And when they started digging, they made the biggest mess you've ever seen in your life. They had tubes sticking everywhere. Well, we ran overhead, which wasn't much of it hit the ground, but it cooled them off.
Yeah.
I like a cold shower when it's 100 degrees.
I used to work on the golf course. We had the bent grass greens. They have to be cooled off. People, they have fans on them, and they have to. You have to go out there with a hose, basically, and just cool it off a little bit. And,
well, they did. Hose it down.
Yeah, plants are just plants are a lot like people. You know, they like to get fed. They like to have water.
They did away with bent grass, and they came with something else around here. You did cover it in the wintertime.
That was Bermuda grass. Different. There's Tiff Eagle Bermuda, which our company sells, and different kinds of Bermuda. And, yeah, when it's going to be consistently under 32 degrees, they have to pull these big tarps out. And
I thought it was something up, else.
So, so we're so far away from that right now.
It began with a P or whatever, but anyway. I know it wasn't as great as everybody said it was.
Yeah. Well, people have to try out grass. New grasses come and go. And
Rockville Country Club tried it. Fort Bill tried it. I mean, everybody tried it.
Carolina Fresh has tried all kind of grasses. And, you know, you only knock a home run with a few. Our Tahoma Bermuda is an awesome grass. You can cut down to as tight as you can cut it. You know, Quail Hollow, all these big golf courses have it. And we have a new St. Augustine called Tamstar, which this stuff really loves the heat and will handle a little bit of shade. But I looked at my plot. We cut that thing last week, and I got to work Monday. That stuff was like 6 inches tall. So it's a big wide blade, and it's kind of a good look to it. I've never been a St. Augustine fan, really. But
I know you hadn't.
But it's, or centipede, but it seems to be doing good up here, so.
I love St. Augustine till Chinchburg got in, and then he had a problem.
Well, they're not too bad up here. Now, Florida, you can lose your yard over. You go out of town for a couple of days, come back, and it's gone.
I've seen them in South Carolina, then on the coast be gone.
You
day.
Can probably hear those things much.
You can. We have one on a country club where you hear chewing.
And insects haven't been real bad this year. I haven't seen much. You know, you're going to start seeing soon. We should have already seen some Japanese beetles, but it should be because the grubs are.
Haven't seen them yet.
They come later in August, I think. And I've seen a couple already. They come from grubs down in the ground, transformed into that. So.
We shipped the bed of trees in front of the office, and they'd crunch when you walk down the aisles.
So if you have had a grub problem in the past, you might want to get out there in August and put out some grub treatment.
Hundreds of Japanese beetles.
Hundreds of them.
If we look, it'd be stacked 3-4 deep on leaf eating it.
Yeah. All right, well, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with the Gardener's Bench.
I'm living for giving the devil his due.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech Heating and Air. If your air conditioning and heating system is over 10 years old, call me at 327-7100 and we'll show you how you can save over 40% on your everyday home or business energy costs.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100, making weather better for 3 decades.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Have you noticed an unusually quiet backyard recently? Less singing and chirping coming from nearby trees? This doesn't mean your feathered friends have already migrated. Actually, most are undergoing their annual molt, which is the changing of feathers, and birds desire extra rest and solitude during this time. So make sure you continue to offer a source of healthy food with stocked bird feeders nearby. Get your seed at Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Lovely day, lovely day, lovely day, lovely day, lovely day.
Every day's a lovely day.
It is. And Saturday is lovely to come up here and hang out with you, Steve. Our wives are up here today, so
you too.
Thanks for coming. Thank you. Always good to see Matt. Matt looks like a little golf pro today.
Lot of running around today.
I think he said he's doing some lessons or something.
No, I'm not playing golf.
If you want to raise your handicap, Matt will greatly work with you. Where you, in case you can get a member, your handicap will be higher and you get more shots.
I can teach you how to take extra shots.
Yeah. So my wife is getting ready to go back. She was the secretary at ATC, and she does dad jokes during the breaks of the beginning of each class. I think she has one for us. She's going to need to get to practicing, so she's getting ready to start her year. So she is.
School is back early. I already started back this week, so it's been a little bit fun. And we had teenagers in the building yesterday doing back the pack, and I did – mock them with a joke, but today I'll do an agriculture joke because the teenagers are always like, stop it with all those corny jokes. I'm like, what are you gonna do, call the crops?
We want to say happy birthday to Tyler Cupp, who's a great employee for WRHI and the new voice of the Rock Hill High Bearcats.
Yay, maybe he'll bring them luck this year.
All right, well, we're going to head off, and we'll see you next week.
Next week on the radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI.